We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and this service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today.
One, there is mercy.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, our Lord and our Savior. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing His message with this precious people today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart, and that You will be glorified in all. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Why Jesus Came to Earth. And I will use as a scripture the latter part of John 10:10, where Jesus said, I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. When was Jesus born? Well, no one knows for sure, but in my studies, I have come to understand from Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, and I'll read that verse of scripture, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Now, I want you to notice that the Lord told Daniel 70 weeks, and he did not say anything about a great big gap between the 69th and the 70th week. He only spoke of 70 weeks. Your little kingdom people today teach that there's a great big gap, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 years between the 69th and the 70th week. And that is contrary to the scriptures. In fact, it's twisting and misrepresenting the scriptures. But if you will study the scriptures, it tells us that the 70th week, in the middle of the 70th week, Christ was cut off. Now we know that Christ was crucified at Passover time, and that Passover came the latter part of March or the first part of April. And so if you go forward 6 months from Passover, or if you go back 6 months, you arrive at the latter part of September or the first part of October. And his ministry was for 3.5 years. Now, we talk about his anointing, and I'll mention that later on in the broadcast. God was not surprised by the sin of Adam and Eve, so he did not have to hurry up and come up with some plan to save the world. The plan for the one we know as Jesus Christ was to come into this world to save people from their sins before the world was ever created. So we read this in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. How did he come? The agnostics and some others, they don't believe that he came in the flesh, and some don't believe that he died. But beloved, the Apostle John tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that's John 1 and 1. And then in the 14th verse of John 1, John says that the Word was made flesh among us. And we read in the scriptures where the angel Gabriel told Mary about her being conceiving a child in her womb, and that they should call his name Jesus. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1 and verse 31. And the same angel, Gabriel, told Joseph that Jesus would save his people from their sins. And that's Matthew 1 and 21. So at the age of 12, Jesus said to his mother, I must be about my Father's business. At the age of 30, Jesus entered into his ministry. He first went to the Jordan River and was baptized by his cousin John. And then he went from there into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And after that, he returned to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And he went into the synagogue and was handed the scroll of Isaiah, and he read, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's Luke chapter 4 and verses 18 and 19. And after reading this passage of Scripture, Jesus sat down, and the eyes of all that were there in the temple or in the synagogue were looking at him, and he said to them, "Now is this passage of Scripture fulfilled in your hearing?" Then after Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, we're told that now when John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled." Let me interrupt my reading this scripture and tell you that this Jesus was referring to was Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44, where it says that in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall not be left to other people. In other words, it'll not be passed from one king to another, but it shall stand forever. And Jesus was referring to this passage of Scripture in Daniel 2:44 when he said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." And that's Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. As Jesus entered into his ministry, he came through Jericho. And a little man heard that Jesus was coming that way, he being what we might call a midget today, he wanted to see Jesus, but there was people all around Jesus. So this man, Zacchaeus, run down the street, climbed up into a tree, and perched himself there on a limb. He was determined he was going to see Jesus. And whenever Jesus got there to that tree, he looked up and he said to Zacchaeus, "Come down, for I'm going to go home with you today. I'm going to have a meal with you today." Now, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and he was despised by his people, and they thought he had betrayed them by working for the Romans. But Jesus was not moved by that, and Jesus told him that he was going to go home with him. And Zacchaeus said to the Lord Jesus, "My half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor, and if I have taken anything by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. And remember, we're talking about why Jesus came to earth. "All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Isaiah 53 and 6. Jesus came to minister to the people, to people in the house at Capernaum who had accused him of blasphemy for saying to the sick man there, the man who had palsy, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." They accused him of blasphemy. And Jesus said to them, "Which is easier, to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins," he said unto the sick of the palsy, "I say also unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them and went to his home. That's Luke chapter 5, verses 18 through 25. Now Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. So we read in Matthew 14 and 14. Jesus healed the 10 lepers that cried unto him. He told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And as they turned to go, all 10 of them were healed. And Jesus healed blind Bartimaeus. And he restored, or in fact, he didn't restore his sight, because Bartimaeus had been blind all of his life. But Jesus gave him sight, and he rejoiced in his healing. Jesus healed multitudes, including those that were demon-possessed, including the man that we read about in Mark 5, the man of Gadara. Jesus came across the sea, and this man came running to Jesus, knelt down before him, and Jesus asked him what his name was. And he said, Legion. Well, the man's name was not Legion, but the demons in the man was talking through this man. And we understand that Legion is about 500. Some people say maybe 5,000. But it made no difference to Jesus whether it was 500 or whether it was 5,000. Jesus delivered that man, and he returned home to his family and to his friends and showed them what great things the Lord had done for them. And I could mention many others that Jesus healed, and he saved some. He raised the widow's son back to life again, and he brought Jairus's young daughter back to life again, and he brought Lazarus out of that tomb after being there for 4 days. And we read in the scriptures of many that the Lord Jesus ministered to, and that's why he came to this earth. And we read in 1 Peter 2 and 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. 1 Peter chapter 2 and 24. So that tells us another reason why Jesus came to earth. He came to seek and to save the lost. He gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. Jesus paid for our sanctification. Yes, Jesus suffered outside the gates of Jerusalem to sanctify his people with his own blood. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 12. Jesus came to pay for our healing. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So we read in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5. Jesus purchased the church of God with his own blood. Paul told the elders at Ephesus, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts 20 and 28. And of course, that beautiful scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. And we are told that Jesus tasted death for every man. So the entire world was included when Jesus gave his life to redeem us. And that's why he came. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came to heal the sick. He came to purchase a church. And he came to purchase for us eternal life. Jesus came on a mission, and he did not fail to fulfill that mission. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. So we read in John 17 and 4. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit has been able to take them and use them to be a blessing to precious souls. If there be an unsaved in our congregation today, we pray the Holy Spirit will deal with them, for we know Jesus died for all. So bless our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. If it has been a blessing, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there. We have an archive of a number of years of issues of the magazine. And you can also listen to a broadcast if you missed any or would like to hear one over. We have an archive of our broadcasts as well. And we also invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service begins at 7 on Wednesday evening, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
My Savior dear, I love thee, oh, I love thee, for thou hast made Calvary, and from the bond. whisper.